Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. Today's chapter comes from 1 Thessalonians 3, and if you have your Bible or your Bible app, I want to encourage you to follow along with me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker in the gospel of Christ, to establish and exhort you in your faith, that no one be moved by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are destined for this. For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we were to suffer affliction, just as it has come to pass, and just as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to learn about your faith, for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you, and our labor would be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you, and has brought us the good news of your faith and love, and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live if you are standing fast in the Lord. For what thanksgiving can we return to God for you, for all the joy that we feel for your sake before our God, as we pray most earnestly night and day, that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, as we do for you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Amen. Paul tells us that suffering will come. We are destined for this. And so the question is not so much whether we will experience affliction or not, but it's how we will respond to it. Jesus also told us that as we follow Christ, we will experience persecution and suffering. And so how will we respond to this? This is the exact situation that the Thessalonian believers found themselves in. Paul and Silas, as they were teaching in Thessalonica, they had told them countless times that suffering, affliction will come. And now they know this. And so Paul, as he hears about the increasing persecution in all throughout Macedonia and Achaia amongst the believers in Jesus Christ, he's concerned about their faith. He's worried that they had turned away from the Lord and turned to other idols once again. Turn to worshiping other things, and so he sends Timothy their way, and he wants to learn more about what is going on in the life of the Thessalonian church. And what's encouraging is that Paul receives a report about the Thessalonians' faith and their love for one another and for the Lord. He hears about how they remember Paul and Silas and how they long to see him, and you know, this is the kind of comfort and encouragement that Paul receives from this report. There's something about hearing about other people's steadfastness in the Lord that encourages us in the faith. It's been 10 years since I graduated college, and one of the things that comforts me every time I catch up with an old buddy of mine is to just know that they are still seeking after the Lord. They're still hungering and thirsting for Jesus. They're still pressing into what it means to live a life for the Lord and what it means to live a life in the local church community. And it's encouraging to know that they are still steadfast in faith and hope and in love for the Lord. And it's for that reason that I'm comforted, and it's for that reason that I feel like it gives life in some way. That's what Paul is saying. He is comforted by their faith. He says in verse 8, "For now we live if you are standing fast in the Lord." What great comfort we can receive as we think about the friends, the brothers and sisters who have remained steadfast in the midst of affliction. Maybe it's not the past 10 years, but maybe it's just maybe the past year. Or maybe the past 4 years, as we think about how we've endured COVID and endured various sufferings like cancer and diseases and perhaps even death amongst loved ones. Even in the midst of suffering, there are many believers, even right around us, who have remained steadfast in the Lord. And for that reason, we can find great comfort and joy through the life of these believers. But Paul knows that suffering will continue on, even as he's writing this letter. And so he wants to encourage them to know that the Lord is right by them. The Lord is there to direct their steps. He is there to increase and abound their love for one another and for all. And he wants to see their hearts established in blamelessness and holiness before the Lord. What's encouraging even is that we're going to read throughout the rest of this letter that there is hope beyond death. He wants to encourage them that not even death itself has a hold on us. Christ has defeated death and sin in our life. And it's for that reason that we can find hope in the midst of suffering. So let's fix our eyes upon the Lord and really just be inspired by the Thessalonian believers, our brothers and sisters who have endured suffering and have remained steadfast in the Lord. What would that look like for us today? What would it look like for us to endure even the smallest sufferings? How can we continue to remain faithful to the Lord and live a life that is holy and blameless before our God? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. And Lord, we want to follow the example of these Thessalonian believers to see that they remained faithful even in the midst of such affliction. And we also want to follow the example of Christ, the greatest example of all, the one who remained faithful to our Heavenly Father even to the point of death on the cross. And so, Lord, teach us, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, how we can remain steadfast in the Lord, in you, how we can live a life that is holy and blameless before you, God. We want to continue to be faithful to you in all seasons and circumstances. God, I know that there are some here who are listening who really need the help of your Holy Spirit, who need extra strength, extra grace, extra mercy to do this. Perhaps their suffering just seems so unbearable right now, but I pray that you would help them by your Spirit to remain faithful to you. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily devotional, and let's continue to remain steadfast in the Lord and find great encouragement and comfort by one another's faith. Have a great day.